Today's daf is Bava Metzia Daf Yud, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of Daf Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achein B'nei Yisrael, Hanasun Batzar of Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Doiv Beryl, Ben Yaakov David. So, Be'ezus Hashem, we are holding by the second Mishnah in Masechtas Bava Metzia, which is Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'oisai Inyin to the first Mishnah in Masechtas Bava Metzia, and that is the Mishnah deals with the laws of Metzios. So underrated, we sometimes forget that the topic of Perek Shnai Moichsen is really the laws of Metzios. When you think of Metzia and Bava Metzia, you immediately go to the second Perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perek Elu Metzias. But if you learn the Mishnayos one after another, with no digression, every single halacha in the first Perek of Masechtas Bava Metzia is dealing with the laws of lost objects. Shnai Moichsen Betalis. Zeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyo. Vezeh Oimer Ani Metzasiyo. Either way, these next two Mishnayos, which we are going to learn in today's daf, are going to continue along that theme. Feels like we've been saying this a lot lately, but today's daf definitely requires an asterisk, as it's hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. It touches on so many of the major sugis that are learned in yeshiva. So without any further introduction, zok de hilge Mishnah. Oh, you're roichei v'agabi behema. Somebody was riding on a animal, and he saw a lost item, and he told his friend, it's a little inconvenient for me to get off the animal that I'm riding on, so will you please do me a favor, Tanali, pick up this lost item and give it to me. Notla, if that person goes, picks up the lost item, Omar, and he says, Anizo chisiba, I picked it up, true, you told me to pick it up, also true, however, I picked it up for myself. The halacha is Zachaba, he is the one that is the rightful owner of this item. If, however, the person went and he listened to the instructions that were given to him, he picked up the item, and then he gave it to the person that was Roichev on the behema, and then he said, Ani Zochisi Batchilo, that you should know, before I gave it to you, I was already Zoichin it. At that point, Loy Omar Klom. The halacha is that the Roichev Agabi Behema, he's the one that's Zoicha in this Metzia, not the person that picked it up. So Tanan Hasan, we learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's there? Sechtes Peya, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes Mishnah Ligetas Peya. If somebody went into someone's field and he was Malake Peya for Omer, and he said, Harezu Leployni Ani, I'm not picking up this Peya for myself, but rather I'm picking it up for Ployni Ani. He identified someone, he wants that person to be the beneficiary of this Peya. Rabbi Eliezer says, Zochaloi, the halacha is that that Ployni Ani, whoever he is Zoicha in this Peya. The Chachamim say, Yetineno La'ani, that this person does not have the ability to be zoicha in the peya for the ployni ani. Rather, the peya needs to be given to the first ani that this person is going to encounter. Says the Gemara, Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Ula said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, in this Mishnah, again, where somebody was Malaki Peya, and he said, I'm picking it up for Ployni Ani. Is Ployni Ani Zoich in it, or is he not? Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah, Zochaloi. The Chachamim say, no, yet Nen Ola Ani Anim Sarishin, which just is another way of saying that Ployni Ani is not Zoich in it. So Ula, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, said, this Machloikis was Me'oshala Ani, when the person that picked up the peya was an asha, meaning he was someone who himself is not entitled to pay. The Rebbe Eliezer Sava, Rebbe Eliezer holds migu di ibayin mafkir nachse v'hava ani v'chazile hashtanami chazile. Although an asha is someone that's not entitled to peya, however, this person technically has a migu in where he can do something that would make him entitled to peya. What could he do? He could be mafkir all his nechasim. And if he's mafkir all his nechasim, now he's going to be a nani, and now he's going to be entitled to peya. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that although this person technically, Ba'asher Usham, doesn't have the credentials to be entitled to peya, but there's a move he can make that will entitle him to peya, and that is he could be mafkir all his nechasim. Additionally, Rabbi Rezer holds that umigu du zochi lanafshei zochi nami lechafrei. Being that if this person was an Aram man, he'd be able to be zoicha in this payah for himself. So we say that migu, that if he wanted to be zoicha in itself, that's something he could do. So too, now he could be zoicha lechavrei. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is that despite the fact that this person that's picking up the payah right now is an usher, but he could be zoicha in it for somebody. Why? Because if he wanted to become an ani, it's biyada. He could be mafkir all his nechasim. If he was an ani, it would be biyada for him to be zoichin it for himself. Thus, we say, migu di boy mafkir nachse, one migu. Migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre, second migu. So if he picks it up right now, even in the state of being an usher, on behalf of an ani, zochaloi, that ani is going to be zoichin. For Rabbanan Savi, the Rabbanan Achayilik, they hold chad migu amrinon, tre migu loy amrinon. That it's true that we say one migu, if we needed to, but two migus, that already is pushing the envelope. That's not something that we would be willing to do. So to say that this person, who's an usher, could be zoicha on behalf of Ploini Ani because of a double migu. Number one, he can make himself into an ani by being mafkir as nechasim. And number two, if he were an ani, he could be zoicha in itself. Therefore, he should be able to be zoicha for someone. Two migus, lo yamrinun. One migu I'd be beseder with, but not two. So where does it manifest itself? That one migu, even the chachamim amoy, the two, avami ani lo ani, in the event that the person that picked up the payah was himself an ani, and he wants to be zoichen it now on behalf of another ani, divri akol, everybody would be moida, zochuloi, that other person would get it, and the reason is, the migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre, because migu, that if this person wanted, he could be zoichen it for himself, so too, he could be zoichen for his chavre, and this is only one migu, because he doesn't have to be mafker's nechasim to be an ani, he doesn't have nechasim to be mafker. He is an ani. So all it is migu de zachi lanafshe. Being that all it is migu de zachi lanafshe, one migu amrina. Either way. So we have a Mishnah Masechtas Peah. Somebody went and was malakid peah. Now for himself, he was malakid on behalf of ploini ani. Rabbi Eliezer said, zachaloi, the chachamim said, loy zachaloi. So Ula, quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, said that this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim that's mentioned in that Mishnah Masech, this Pei is talking about where the person that picked it up was an usher. And at the core of the machloikis is whether we say two migus or we don't say two migus. Meaning, what would be the reason that this person could be zoicha on behalf of an ani? Number one, migu di ipoy mafke nachse. If he wanted, he could be mafker as nechasim, and by doing that, he could be qualified for peah. So it makes him a baldover, maybe, in being zoichen the peah. And migu de zochi lenafshei, being that if he wanted then to be zoichen for himself, that's something he could have done. Zochi nami lechavre. The chachamim achaylik, because the chachamim hold that tre migu lo yamina. Now, one migu says, Ula, quoting Rabbi Shulban Levi, the Chachamim would agree, you could say. We would play itself out as only one migu. If the person being malak at the payah was not an usher, he was an ani. So all he needs now is the migu de zochi lanafshei, migu de zochi lanafshei, zochi nami lechafrei. Amalei Rav Nachman Ula. So Rav Nachman told Ula, v'lei mamar me ani le ani machloikis. I don't understand why you said that the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is a machloikis me usher le ani. However, as it relates to me'oni la'oni, everybody is going to agree. I think it would have made more sense to explain the machloikis me'oni la'oni. Why do I say that? It's going to tie into our Mishnah now. The mitzia, because as it relates to a mitzia, ha'koil ani ametzla. Everyone is an ani relative to a mitzia, meaning Peya is hefker, but it's only hefker la'aniyim. A mitzia is hefker, but it's hefker to everybody. So everybody is equally qualified, doesn't matter how rich a person is, how poor a person is, to be zoicha in a mitzia. But tanan, yet we learned in our Mishnah, if somebody was riding on a behemoth, Ros, a mitzia, and he saw a mitzia, and he told his friend, Noli, could you please give it to me? Notlo, if he picked it up, and he said, I was zoicha in it for myself. Zochaba, the halach is that person gets to keep it. Meaning, even though it seems that this person who picked up the mitzia picked it up on behalf of the one that was being reichav al gabi behemo, but at the same time, if he says, I want to keep it for myself, the halach is, he's allowed to keep it for himself. Now, it's a little bit of a chiddush because he picked it up l'ploiniyani. He picked up the metziah for the person that was being reich l'gabi behema. And afal pikein, it sounds like the person riding on the behema wasn't zoich in it. The person that picks up the aveid is allowed to keep it for himself. The question is, why wasn't the other person zoich? So said Rav Nachman Geshmak, I'm a bishlam yoni machloikis bishlam. If you're going to tell me that in the Mishnah Masechtas Peya, Misha liketas hapeya, and he said I'm doing it l'ploiniyani. The case is talking about where the malakit was an ani. And even then, the Rabbanon say that the halacha is that the ani is not zoicha. Why? Obviously, because you don't say, migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre. So masnisa namani, who's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah? Rabbanon he. It's going to be the Rabbanon. Eli amrit, me ashala ani machloikis. If, however, you're going to tell me that the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon was only me ashala ani, avul me ani laani. But as it relates to me ani laani, divri akol zochaloi, everybody is zoicha that you is moida that you say, migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre. So if that's the case, how are you going to learn our Mishnah? Hamani. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Loi Rabbanon v'loi Rabbi Eliezer. It's not the Rabbanon and it's not Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because our Mishnah seems to say that you don't say a svara of migu de zochi lenafshe, zochi nami lechavre, even when it's me'ani la'ani. The way Ula explained the Mishnah Masechtas Peya, everybody holds that you do say migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre when it's me'ani la'ani. It's dafka me'asha la'ani that there's a shitas rabbanon that you don't say it based on the fact that lo yomrinon trei migu. So the Gemara's kasha is that if you learn the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the rabbanon is talking about me'ani la'ani, and even then the rabbanon hold that you don't say migu de zochi lenafshe zochi nami lechavre, so then our Mishnah makes a lot of sense. The Mishnah is going according to the rabbanon. In our Mishnah, it's a case of one ani picking up on behalf of another ani, stating that still the halacha is the second ani is not zoicha, and the reason is because you don't say migu dezachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavre. But if you're going to tell me like Ula said that everybody holds me ani la ani, you say migu dezachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavre, the whole shitas rabbanon in the Masechtas Peya is me ashal ani because trei migu lo yamrin, in our Mishnah it's one ani, still you see it doesn't work. If that's the case, mani masnisen, it's not Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah in the Masechtas Peya, he holds you say two migus, and it's also not the rabbanon because even their moida that at the very least, you are going to say one migu. So the Gemara is going to answer this question. But I think before the Gemara answers the question, we have to just pause and almost introduce the daf now. And that is, what's the whole issue here of one ani picking up a lost item on behalf of another ani, or one ani picking up peya on behalf of another ani? What should even be the shayla? Just to explain it a little bit better. We know the rule is Zachin la'adam, Shalei b'fanav. So if Zachin la'adam, Shalei b'fanav, and there's an ani that sees peya, and he wants to pick up this peya on behalf of somebody else, or maybe even if there's an usher who sees peya, and he wants to pick up the peya on behalf of somebody else, as long as that person on the other side is someone that's entitled to peya, l'churi you should say, Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. Or in our Mishnah, which is a direct tushdel to this halacha, where somebody's riding on a behema and he sees a lost item and he tells his friend, go pick it up. So if that friend goes and he's zeichin it, for sure there should be Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. Could be there should even be shluchai shaladam k'moisai. We're not going to talk about that. But at the very least, there should be Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. So what's this question you say, migu de zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre? You don't say migu de zachi lenafshe, zachi nami lechavre. What if it's two migus? Why are we talking about migu? It's a classic zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. The teretz is pasha. The teretz is, and we already saw this on Davches, that although zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav, but that's only true if it's not chav la'acherim. The minute that it's chav la'acherim, at that point already, it's not so pasha. Meaning it could be the only time zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav is if it doesn't come with an invoice to anybody. So if this is a schus across the board, not just a schus for the person that I'm doing this for, but it's a schus for everybody, or at the very least, it's not a choif to anybody. So in that instance, we say, Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. The minute something is chav la'acherim, at that point, it's already not so poshut to invoke the principle of Zachin la'adam shalei b'fanav. If someone's going to pick up peya, and he's going to be zoichin on behalf of one ani, That is a schus for the ani that he's being zoichin for. But it's chav lacherim. Everybody else right now who's an ani could have taken this payah, now he's not going to be able to take this payah. If somebody picks up a mitziah and he does it on behalf of somebody else, so that mitziah that person is picking up is a schus for the person that he's picking it up for. But at the same time, for all other people that maybe could have, would have, should have picked up this mitziah, now they're not going to have the opportunity to because they're a day late and a dollar short. Well, for them it's there's a chayiv, it's chav lacherim. And it's for that reason, it's not so poshut that you're going to say, zachon ladam shloi b'fanam. Okay, what's a talian? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it's talian. There's a nusvar, migu de zachi l'nafshe, zachi nami l'chavre. To the extent that this thing that I'm doing right now is something that if I wanted to be zoichin it, I could have been zoichin it for myself, then we'll say, zachi nami l'chavre, we're going to say, zachon ladam shloi b'fanam, even when it's not oschus across the board, meaning even when it's chav lacher. Meaning, when do we say that zochem la'adam shaloi b'fanav is something that only works if it's not chav lacherim? That's if I couldn't be zoichin it on behalf of myself. But the extent that this is something that I could have taken for myself, so then we're going to say this svara of the Gemara, and that is migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei, and that's the noise over here. Do we say migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei, or do we not say migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei? One other knetch I think we need to speak out, and that is that really these words are migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei. The Gemara quoted verbatim on Daf Chesam and Aleph. We spoke out of Reb Tivager that the lamdim all say goes to the core of understanding the lamdis of how migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei works. But there's a very important, not subtle distinction between what the Gemara meant when it said the words migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and what the Gemara means when it says migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei on Daf Tes Amud Beis and on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. On Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara was talking about two people picking up a mitziah together, where each one is going to be zoicha in half, which the Gemara said is a problem. And the workaround was migu de zochi l'nafshe, zochi nami l'chavrei. That being that each person is being zoicha in half of the talis for himself, he could also facilitate the other person being able to be zoicha the talis as well. Meaning, the migu de zochi l'nafshe, zochi nami l'chavrei on Daf Ches Amud Aleph was where the person being zoicha isn't just someone that's able to be zoicha, but he's physically being zoicha. So two people are picking up a mitziah together. Each person's hagbah shters the other person's hagbah. The workaround is that being that each person has a schus to be zoicha for himself, and he is being zoicha for himself because he wants to be zoicha in half. So his agbah is also hagbah lechavre, so that his agbah shouldn't shter his friend's agbah. The Gemara called that migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavre. It's not the same as the migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavre in our sugya. Over there, the person is not just someone who could be zoicha for himself. Migu de zochi l'nafshe is not a could have. It's practical. He is. He is being zoicha for himself. In our sugya, it's migu that he could be zoicha for himself. I could take the mitzvah for myself. I decided to take it for you. I could be malakit to pay it for myself. I decided to be malakit for you. That's a nechais darga of migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei. It's the same words, but it doesn't mean the same thing. Just to say this even a little bit better and to bring out why it's a little bit complicated. And that is because on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, there was actually a machloikis between Rami Bar Choma and Rava with regards to hamagbia mitzia lechaveroi, kana chaveroi, or loy kana chaveroi. Rami Bar Choma said, if somebody sees a mitzia and he picks it up for chaveroi, kana chaveroi. Rava said, I disagree with that. Hamagbia mitzia lechaveroi is loy kana chaveroi. I do, however, hold that if someone picks up a mitzia for himself and for chaveroi, then we say migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei. In other words, in the vernacular of Bava Metzia, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Hamagbia Metzia L'Chaveroi, Kona Chaveroi means what in the vernacular of Daf Tes Amud Beis and Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Migu De Zochi L'Nafshe Zochi Nami L'Chaveroi means. In the vernacular, in Bava Metzia, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Migu De Zochi L'Nafshe Zochi Nami L'Chaveroi does not mean what it means in Daf Tes and Daf Yud. In fact, it's the Shita that's coming to be chaylik on what migu de zochi l'nafshe zochi nami l'chavrei means on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So hamagbia mitzia l'chaveroi kana chaveroi is really
our sugyas, migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei. And when the Gemara used the term of migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it lehedya meant not what it means in our sugya. It was coming to be chaylik with what migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei means in our sugya. Meaning on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, there could have been a machloikas Rami Bar Chama and Ravo, where Rami Bar Chama says, I hold migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei, and Rava would have told him, no way! I hold migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei. If the definition of Rami Bar Chama's migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei was what it is on Daf Tes Amud Beis. So this is a little bit confusing. There's 19 different ways you can slice this. But the bottom line is, in klar zach, and that is in our Gemara, migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei means what? It means hamagbia metzia lechavera ikon lechavera. It means that being that if I wanted to pick it up for you, I could have picked it up. I'm sorry. If I wanted to pick it up for me, I could have picked it up for me. That gives me a gerech now to go ahead and pick it up for you. And even though I'm not being zoich in it for myself, a ki hu zeh, it doesn't matter. That in and of itself would be enough for me to be able to be zoich in it right now on your behalf. Why do we have to come on to this? Why don't you just say zachem l'adam shaloi b'fanav? It's pashut because it's chav l'acherim, and it's chav l'acherim, so it doesn't say pashut anymore that we say the halacha of zachem l'adam shaloi b'fanav. So again, let's come full circle. So we have a mishnah mesachtes peya mishalikiras peya, and he says I want to pick it up for ploini ani. Rabbi Eliezer says zachaloi. The chachamim say you have to give it to the first ani that you meet, meaning you weren't zaycha. Ula said, quoting Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the machlokes is may asher la'ani. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though you're an usher, still you're a baldover to this, because if you want, you could be mafki and a chasim and become an ani. And if you were an ani, then you would have a migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei. And as a result, the halach is, if you want to pick it up for somebody else, you can. The chachamim achaylik, in that the chachamim hold shrei migu lo yamrinan. You don't say a double migu, but one migu and a chinami. Meaning, if this person was an ani and he wanted to pick it up for another ani, you would say migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami lechavrei, and it would be okay. But to say that, being that if you wanted to become someone that could be zachi lanafshi, you could by being mafki and chasam. And then if you were an araman, if you wanted to pick it up for yourself, you could have. That's already trey migu loy amrinon. So Rav Nachman told Ula, I hear your beer in the Mishnah Mesechtes Peya, and Mineu Bey in that Mishnah, I don't really know that I can argue with you, but I have another Mishnah. I have a Mishnah above a Metziah Daf Tes Amud Beis, and I think your understanding of the Mishnah in Peya is going to trip you up in this Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, because according to you, what emerges is that everybody holds Chad Migu Amrinan. Everyone's moided to the aside of Migu Dazachi Lanafshi Zachi Namad Chavre, and I think from the Mishnah above Metziah, the second Mishnah, literally in the entire you see, not that way. Because the Mishnah talked about where somebody picked up a mitzvah on behalf of somebody else, and then he says, you know what? I want to keep it for myself. Zacha. He can keep it for himself. How's he allowed to keep it for himself? You already picked it up for somebody else. Zachem l'adam shaloi b'fanav. You'll tell me because it's chav l'acherim, but I'll tell you migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami l'chavrei. And hakol ani meitzel mitzvah. So you can't make any akintas that maybe the person was... Everyone's an ani when it comes to a mitzvah. It doesn't work. Or must be because you don't say migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami l'chavrei. Who holds you don't say migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami l'chavrei? The way you learned the Mishnah in Peah? Nobody. Elamai must be the Mishnah is talking even me'ani la'ani. And the Rabbanan Shita is that even when you're an ani, you don't say the halacha of migu dezachi lanafshi zachi nami l'chavrei. Bottom line is, so where are we up to? Where if Nachman asked Ula this bomb kasha, the Mishnah is not like you. Amalei, so he told him back, masnisin da amar tchilo. You didn't understand the Mishnah the way I understood the Mishnah. Said Ula, the way I read the Mishnah was that when this person picked up the item and he said, Anizo chisiba, what he meant to say was, when I picked it up, I was zoichin it for myself. Not I picked it up for you and I had the change of heart and I decided I want to keep it for myself right now. I picked it up for myself, lechatchila. It was never done for you. Well, then, this whole conversation is then on arrival. The assumption was the person picked it up on behalf of the chaver. Yet the chaver wasn't zoich in it. If the person who picked it up decides he wants to keep it, it's something that he has a right to do. What happened to migdu zachi nafshi zachi nam al-chaver? It must be you don't say migdu zachi nafshi zachi nam al-chaver. No, it's not what happened. What happened was he picked it up for himself. And he continued, Ula talking, and he said, Hachinami mistaber. It's actually mistaber that way. You know why? The Tani Sefer, because take a look at the Sefer of the Mishnah. It said, Imishan nos naloi. What happens if after the person gave the mitzia over to the person that was riding on the animal. Amar, he said, Ani zochisi batchila. I want you to know I was zoichin it when I had it. Lo yomar klom, the halach is, at that point, lo yomar klom, meaning it's too late. Says the Gemara, tchila b'seifa lamali. Why did the Tana, the Mishnah, have to say that the person told the person riding on the animal, Ani zochisi batchila? That word tchila is an extra word. Pshita, it's obvious. Even if he doesn't say that he did a tchila, he meant to say tchila. Why? Because it's not in his reshus now. So he can't say, I'm being zoichin it now. He gave it away. Obviously, what he means to say is tchila. Elo lav hakamashmalon. So you know why the seif of the Mishnah used that word tchila? To teach me resha da amar tchila. Not that the sefer was tchila, but to teach me that the resha was tchila. So the sefer saying tchila, which is extra, is really a roundabout way of telling me that in the resha, when the Mishnah says that if the person says ani zochisi ba zocha, it's talking about where he didn't just say ani zochisi ba, but ani zochisi ba tchila. And being that it was ani zochisi ba tchila, therefore you don't have the halacha of migu de zochin enough, she zochin amel lechavi. Ve'idach, as in Rav Nachman, he holds just the opposite. Tana seifa, the reason the seifa said the word tchila, v'gluye a resha, to be megala on the resha, that's just the opposite. Seifa da matchila, is talking about where he said tchila, reisha, lo yama tchila, as opposed to the reisha, is talking about where he didn't say tchila. But the bottom line is, whether or not you see from our Mishnah that you don't say migdu zachin and afshi zachin amel lechavre, it boils down to whether when the person who picked up the item on behalf of the other guy, the one riding the animal, said anizo chisiba, did he mean to say anizo chisiba tchila, or does he mean to say anizo chisiba after I already picked it up? If he means to say anizo chisiba after I already picked it up, so then you see clearly you don't say migdu zachin and afshi zachin amel lechavre after the miyani laani. If, however, anizo chisiba tchila, meaning I picked it up lechatchila for myself, it has no bearing then on the sugya of migdu zachin and afshi zachin amel lechavre, which obviously has big ramifications in the sugya of migdu zachin and afshi zachin amel lechavre, and it's also negate pshat tova how you learn the Mishnah Masechtas Peah. That machloik is Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is it me'asha la'ani, or is that machloik is even me'ani la'ani? Zok digmar, Rav Nachman v'Rav Chizda da'amri travayo. Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda both said, ha'magbiya mitziya lechaveroi, loy kana chaver. Somebody picks up a metzia for chaver, loy kana chaver. My time, and what's the reason? Have the toifis lebal choiv b'makim shechav la'achirim. Va toifis lebal choiv b'makim shechav la'achirim, loy kana. So if somebody picks up a metzia for chaver, what in our sugya we were referring to as migu de zachi l'nafshei zachi nami l'chavre, loy kana chaver. Meaning, you don't say migu de zachi l'nafshei zachi nami l'chavre. You can't pick up a metzia on behalf of somebody else, and the reason is because it's chav la'acherim. And atoifes of alchoy b'makim shechav la'acherim loy kana. So what's the case of atoifes of alchoy b'makim shechav la'acherim? The case is where somebody loans somebody money. There's this outstanding loan. He's been trying to collect on it, and he's having a very difficult time. So a friend of his had an opportunity to go chat money from the loiva on behalf of the Malva, and there's a shaila if he could do that or if he can't do that. Now, if it's not chav lacherim, meaning there are no other creditors, then you could do it. But atoifes of alchoy b'makim shechav lacherim, yeah or no? So said Rav Chizda and Rav Nachman, to me, this is mamish the shaila of a magbiya mitzia lechaver kono chaver, right? I mean that we paskin atoifes of alchoy b'makim shechav lacherim loikono, meaning even though it's a schus for the Malva, but it's a chay for all the other balei chay, so too, hamagbiya mitzia lechaver is going to be loikono chaver. So after Rav Nachman, Rav Chizda said this, it's very Rav Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman a kasha, mitzias poyo la'atzmoy. If a poyo finds a mitzia, the halacha is, he's allowed to keep it for himself. When is this shubas mancha amalei b'halav? When is it that if a poyo, a worker, finds a lost object, he's allowed to keep it? That's if he was hired to do specific work. Say he was hired to cut weeds in a field, he was hired to plow, to sow, something very, very specific. Then if he finds a lost item, he's allowed to keep it. But what would be if the balabayas hired this poyo to do general work, meaning I want you to work for me today? What? Whatever I deem necessary. Then the halacha is, mitziyase shabal habayis. The mitziya is going to belong to the bal habayis. Meaning, if the poyel is going to find the mitziya and he's going to pick it up, he's not zoichin it himself, it's not If anybody wants to come take it, they can take it. It goes automatically to the Baal HaBayis. What's the kasha? You see from here, HaMagbiya Mitzia L'Chaveiroi, Kona Chaveiroi. Because this pile is picking up this Mitzia. And who's he picking up this Mitzia for? Automatically for the Baal HaBayis. This is a classic case where one person is doing something for somebody else. In fact, it's the literal case of a magbia mitzia lechaveru kana chaveru. So Rav asked Rav Nachman, how are you going to reconcile it with this halacha? Amaleisa, he told him a major line here in today's daf. Shani poyel. A poyel is different. The yodai kiyad balabayasu. The hand of a poyel is like the hand of the balabayas. Meaning, it's true. In a regular case where Ruvain wants to be toifis lebalchoiv b'makash shachav lacherim for Shimon, or Ruvain wants to be magbia mitzia lechaveru for Shimon, that maybe wouldn't work. But this is different, and the reason this is different is because we're dealing with a poil, and the hand of the poil is like the hand of the Baal HaBayis. Says the Gemara, is that true? Yad poil ki yad Baal HaBayis. It's literally a shtick Baal HaBayis. Vamar Rav, Rav said, poil yochel achzba afilu b'chatzi ayoyim. A poil's allowed to cut out, he can terminate his employment agreement without cause in the middle of the day. No notice. What do you mean? How's he allowed to do that? If Yad Poyel is Yad Baal HaBayis, so how could he just walk away in the middle? Amaleis, he told him, no, there's a very obvious distinction. Kol kamad lo yhodebe Yad Baal HaBayis. Meaning, they're both true. Yad Poyel is Yad Baal HaBayis, and he can terminate it. Yad Poyel Yad Baal HaBayis means if he doesn't terminate it. Kol kamad lo yhodebe, as long as he's not chayzer, he's Yad Baal HaBayis. State that. Ki yhodebe, if he decides that he wants to be chayzer, he could. In time achrinahu, it's based on another reason. The chsiv says in the Torah, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim, chla Yisrael, yidin are avodim, but only to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avodai heim, they're my avodim, v'lei avodim la'avodim. So if somebody takes a job, he's a poil, but an eved he's not. And although in halacha there is a din of yad poil ki yad Baal HaBayis, but at the same time, a slave he's not, and therefore if he wants to back out, he can back out. But to bring me a raya, from a poil to a Baal HaBayis to the sugya of a magbia mitzia lechaveroi, kana chaveroi, you can't do, because a poil's relationship to the Baal HaBayis is different than the relationship between two individual people, based on the words of the Gemara, yad poil ki yad Baal HaBayis. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, a magbia mitzia lechaveroi, kana chaveroi. That if someone picks up a mitzia on behalf of somebody else, what's the halacha? Kana chaveroi. Im toima mishno say no. So you're going to ask from our Mishnah, what did our Mishnah say? And he saw a mitzia, and he told his friend, pick it up for me. And then he said, what's the halacha? He can keep it for himself. What happened? Tamak bi a mitzia lechaver, kana chaver. So Rabbi Yochanan answered, the Omar Tnoli, the Mishnah's talking about where he said Tnoli, v'loi Omar zakeli. We didn't say bizoiche for me. Meaning, you have to be medayik. Lushoine hazov shel haroiche val gabi behema. This person said Tnoli, pick it up and hand it to me. He didn't say, pick it up and be zoichen it for me. Had he told him, pick it up and be zoichen for me, then already would have been different. But being that he told him specifically, pick it up and give it to me, it's as if he told him, I don't want you to be zoichen it for me. I want you to pick it up, I want you to give it to me, and I'll be zoichen it for and by myself. And being that he's telling him that I want to be zoichen it by myself, so it's almost like we're specifically saying that in this case, the halacha of amakbiya mitzia lechaver kana chaver shouldn't apply, and it's for that precise reason that it's not going to apply. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf, the topic of which was zochin la'adam shloi b'fanav hatoifas l'balchay b'mokim shechav la'cherim migu dezochin l'nafshi zochin amel chavrei hamakbiya mitzia lechaver kana chaver. There's a lot going on over here. We're not going to speak out raid on this part of the daf. Baruch Hashem, there's related raid bites. Ayin sham. But just a few ha'aras of what's in the sham of Ayin Sham, and just, I think it's kedai just to have, at least have a toya mel. Number one, hatoifes l'bal choyv b'mokoyim shechav l'acher. Shaila in the Gemara, whether kana or whether loy kana. If you take a look at Rashi, dibra maschol loy kana. It's in the middle of the Amid here in Daf Yud Amid Aleph. Rashi says, hatoifes l'bal choyv b'mokoyim shechav l'acherim loy kana. Kidamrinim b'ksubis. Like the Gemara said in Masechtas Ksubis, the lav kol kemine, a person does not have an amanos. He doesn't have the power, liyos koyfeitz me'elov, to get excited and to jump on his own, v'chav le'elu, and do something that's going to end up being to the detriment of other people. Me'achar shelo yosoy oisei hanoshe shliach litvois. And the reason is because no one ever made you a shliach. I mean that no one ever made you a shliach So you're operating under the prism of Zochen L'Adam Shalei B'Fanav. To the extent that it comes at the expense of somebody else, this is not something that you have a right to do. Rashi says, Bok Tzener, that although there's a halach of Atoifes of Balchoy B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim Loikana, that's only if the Balchoy did not make the Toifes a Shliach. If, however, the Balchoy would make the Toifes a Shliach, in that case, the halach would be different. And the truth is, if you think about it in Svara, it's very logical. What's the problem with Atoifes of Balchoy B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim? No one ever made you a shliach. So what gives you then a right to be zoicha on behalf of somebody else? Zochen l'adam shloi bevanov. To the extent that it's chav la'acherim, so it's not schia. And if it's not schia, it's a problem. And even though it is a schia for the person that you're being toifis for, but the chiddush of atoifis of al-choy b'makom shechav la'acherim is that when we take schus into consideration, we don't only look at the person that you're doing this for, but we take everyone into consideration. And once it's chav la'acherim, so that's a chisorin in the schus that is necessary in order to invoke the principle of Zochen L'Adam Shaloi B'Fanav. Stating that, Tosfos here, Alatar, Bava Metziah Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And this Tosfos is also Mesechtes Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's also Mesechtes Gittin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's verbatim, this Tosfos. Tosfos says that this Rashi is a Pella Atzuma. It's contradicted by a Mefurish Gemara. Perek HaKosef, Ksubas Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara there tells a story about Yemar Bar Choshu, Ayin Shom. But it's a Mefurish Gemara Tosfos says that I have, that you see, HaToifes of Balchoy B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim is an issue even if the Balchoy made the Toifes in Shlishliach. In other words, we have a Machloikis that's Oymeid Berumo Shaloylam. HaToifes of Balchoy B'Mokim Shechav L'Acherim Loi Zocho. Is that Dafko if the Balchoy didn't make the Toifes in Shlishliach? That's Shitas Rashi. If, however, the Balchoy would make the Toifes into a Shliach, Shluchei Shaladim Kemoisai, this would not be a problem. Or do we say it's even if the Balchoy made the Toifes into a Shliach, it doesn't matter. That's Shitas Toifes, which although sounds like a Chiddush, but Toifes says, Ava Mefurish Gemara, a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya with Yema Barchoshu, Ayin Ksubas Peidal Ramadezok, Tzoyis Achoyshin and Simin Kufhei. Siv gotten Aleph. What's the spear in the machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos? Says the Ktzoyis, the beer in the machloikis is had a zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav work. Schia mitam shlichos or schia mitam yad. Tosfos shita in Shas, and most notably in Ksubas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the sugi of Ger Kotam Matbil Noisei Al Das Bezdin is that the way zochen la'adam shaloi b'fanav works is mitam shlichos, meaning the reason a person can be zoicha on behalf of somebody, even if that person never made him a shliach to do this, is because Anan Sahadi, that had the person known, he would have made him a shliach. So that now, even though we didn't make him a shliach, it's as if he's a shliach. But the way schia works is mitam shlichos. Rishonim, in the beginning of Ish Mekadesh, learned not that way. And they learned that could be schia doesn't work mitam shlichos, but schia works mitam yad. There's a chiddush that if something is a schus for somebody else, a person can go without ever having been instructed to do so, be zoichen that thing on behalf of that person, not with the parish of shlichos, but literally with the parish of yad. And we look at it as if the person himself is doing it. Zok de ktsois, toisus l'shitasai who holds. That schia is mitam shlichos. Couldn't be mechalik in toifus of al-choiv between asoy shlich aloy asoy shlich. Because at the end of the day, zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav works with an anan sahadi that you would have made him a shlich. Just because it's chav l'acherim doesn't take away the anan sahadi that I would have made you a shlich. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but in this case, it was a shlich. Schia is doch saivi mitam shlichos. So being that they're both shlichos, how could there be a difference between where it was asoy shlich or it's anan sahadi that Ilufino he would have made him into a shliach. Rashi, however, learned that schia is not mitam shlichos, schia is mitam yad. The Ksois has a whole nother mahalach of how maybe schia works in Shitas Rashi and the Shitas of Rishayim in the beginning of Perek Ish Mekadesh Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is, it's not a plain vanilla shlichos. If it's not a plain vanilla shlichos, then there's mokim to say svara and to be logical and rational and make distinctions between a situation of schia where it's chav lachem versus a situation of shlichos where it's chav lachem. That's the first aura. The second ha'ara is that the Gemara asked the kasha on the shitas that hold hamagbia mitzil chaveri loy kana chaveri from a mishnah coming up. Mishnah said that if a poyel was working for somebody and he finds a lost object, so mitzias poyel la'atzmai, if he wants to pick up this mitziah and keep it for himself, this is something that he's allowed to do. Stating that, that's only true if the person was hired to do specific work. If, however, he was hired in the sense of asei imi melacha hayoim, for whatever the Baal Bayis thinks he's going to need this worker to do for him, then the halacha is, if he picks up the mitziah, it automatically belongs to the Baal Bayis. And the Gemara said, isn't this a classic example of a magbia mitziah lechaveroi, where the halacha is kana chaveroi? You say the poyo picks up the mitziah, and who's the beneficiary of the mitziah? It's the Baal Bayis that's the beneficiary of the mitziah. So the Gemara said, you're shtelling tzu a poyo and Baal Bayis? Poyel is different, and the reason is because Shani Poyel di Yodoy Kiyad Balabais. The Machna Frayim in Hilchis Shluchin, and this is in Simen Yud Aleph, he says that you see from this Gemara a Dover Chadosh, and that is that the Yad of a Poyel is like the Yad of a Balabais. Ad Kidei Kach, that in the Sugi of a Magbiya Metzil Chaveroi, Kona Chaveroi, even the shittas that hold loy kana chaveroi, but a poyo would be able to be zoicha on behalf of a Baal Bayis. Says the Machna Frayim, let's explain this Gemara a little bit better. Why is it that hamagbiya metzil chaveroi is loy kana chaveroi? It's because schiyas mitam shlichos, and apparently it doesn't work in the context where there's going to be a chavlacher. What did the Gemara mean when it said shani poyo de yodoy kiyad Baal Bayis? It meant that it's not working midin shlichos. Meaning, hamagbiya metzil chaveroi, where you have to come on to schia, which is mitam shlichos over there. Hamagbiya metzil chaveroi loy kana chaveroi. However, as it relates to yad poyo, which is yadoy ki yad balabayis, so over there you don't have to come on to shlichos. Being that you don't have to come on to shlichos, there it's yad. When it comes to yad over there, already it's going to be different. He said that's pashup shan in this gemara. But al kaponim, you see from here a meirud gezach that a person's poyo can do something for him. Not necessarily with the parish of Shlichos, but he could do it with the parish of Yah. So says the Machna Frayim, I want to say a very big chiddush lahalacha. You ready? We know that Shlichos has a lot of limitations. The specific limitation that he's talking about is that a ben noyach, an akum, being that he's not a ben bris, ma'atim b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris, he is exempt, he's excluded from the parish of Shlichos. So if somebody would tell an Eina Yehudi, be my shliach to do something for me, he wouldn't be able to do it. Zok demach nefrayim. It could be that if that ben noyach, if that akum is the poyel of this year, that's the balabayas, being that it's a mefurish gemara, that yodoy is kiyad balabayas, over there it's going to be different. The emes is like this. If you look at the gemara mineu bay, it's so clear what the machna frayim is saying. It's posh. Machna frayim really was learning this Gemara, the chiddush of his shtickle is sushta. But just to learn up this Gemara, even Daf Yomi dig a little bit better. The Gemara said, Shani poil, the yodai ki yad balabais. Freak the Gemara, Akasha. How could that be? Va'amarav, poil, yochel achzer bayafilo b'chatzi ayoy. How could you tell me yad poil's ki yad balabais? I know the poil could be chayzer in the middle of the day. And if the poil could be chayzer in the middle of the day, that means it's not yodai ki yad balabais. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not a stira. Kolkama, the person's not chayzer, it's yodai ki yad balabais. You want to know why he's allowed to be chayzer? Because if you're telling me he can't be chayzer, basically you'd be telling me he's an eved. And avodai heim, v'loy avodim la'avodim. In other words, the Gemara's immediate reaction when I heard the words yodai ki yad balabais was what? Are you telling me he's an eved? You see, he's not an eved. And for the Gemara, kolkama d'loy hodabe, he is an eved. But this Eved could be Chayzer. You know why? Because Avadai Heim V'loy Avadam V'Avadam. But you're right in terms of your initial understanding, the jump of the Gemara, which was, if you're telling me Yodai Skiyad Balabais, so basically he's an Eved. When you learn the Gemara, it's almost a little uncomfortable. Yodai Kiyad Balabais. Yodai Kiyad Balabais? What do you mean? You could be Chayzer. What's the guy Sakasha? What does one have to do with the other? The Teretz says Yodai Kiyad Balabais is a Oymek. It means he's an Eved. That's mamish what he is. And if he's an Eved, how could it be Chayzer? And if that's the case, he could do it. But the Loshana Gemara, he's taki yodai ki yad balabais. He's an Eved. If he's an Eved, nashakona Eved, kona rabbi, that's a whole different Indian. Your Eved is mamish bottle to you legamre. So really, this chiddush of the Machne Ephraim, that even when shlichus doesn't work, but a poil could do things for you, it's a mefurish gemara. It's a mefurish gemara right here, Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amar Aleph, that a poil, kol kamad aloi hoderbe, He's on the spectrum of Eved, literally. In fact, the reason he could be Chayzer is a Shakla Batari in the Gemara, and it's a V'yesh Loimer, it's like Chumash Reid. Avadayim v'loy avadim la'avadim. But Kol Kamadoloy Hadebe is a Shtik Eved. If he's a Shtik Eved, so a person's Eved could do things for him. That's already a whole different sugya, and it could be he can do things that even Shluchim wouldn't be able to do. This Machna Ephraim is Shtel Tzu in Geshmaka places. If you want one Marim Makim, take a look at the Minchas Chinuch in the end of Mitzvahs, Taryag. The Mishnah writes. So we go from one major amid to another. Ra'as ha-metziyah. A person saw a metziyah. V'nafal aleh, and he jumped on it. U'ba'ach ha-hichzik ba. And then somebody came and he was machzik in that metziyah that this person jumped on. Zeh she-hichzik ba zachaba. The person that made the chazaka in it, that person's going to be zoich in it. So this sounds like a little bit of a chiddush. Let's repeat it. Somebody sees a metziyah, he jumps on the metziyah. He wants it, obviously. Someone else came, and he took it from underneath this person. He made a hagbah. Zeh shehichzik ba zachava. The person that jumped on it is not the one that's going to be the real owner of the metziyah. It's the person that was able to make the hagbah, he's going to be able to. In other words, what it sounds like the Mishnah is saying is that if you jump on something, but you don't actually make a kinyan, it's not yours. I mean, it certainly feels like he did something, but he didn't. Ikir chasim and asefer. He did everything but. Meaning, he jumped on it, he blocked it, he guarded it. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, you want to be zoich mitziyah, that's machin a kinyan. And this person didn't make a kinyan, he didn't make a hagbah. And as a result, the person that came afterwards and he made the kinyan, he's the one that's going to be zoich. Amir Rish Lakish Mishum Abakoyim Baradullah. Rish Lakish said in the name of I am Abakoyim Baradullah. Arba Amishal Adam. Koyim is Leibichal Malkoyim. That a person has four amois Bichal Malkoyim. Sounds like wherever he is. Stating that, stay tuned. But a person has bailis in his dalet amos. And that bailis allows him to be zoiche in things that come in to that dalet amos. So we're familiar with kinyan chatzar. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf and the daf after that. A person that wants to be zoiche in something, if that something falls into his chatzar, he could be zoicha with kinyan chatzar. So Reish Lakish said a chiddush in the name of Abba Koyim Baradullah, and that is that a person's dalet amos, even if it's not in his private property, b'chol makom, can be zoicha on behalf of somebody, literally as if it's his chatzar. My time, what's the reason? The kinyan rabbanon, the rabbanon made a special takanami. This is not a kinyan deiraisa. This is a kinyan de rabbanon, de le'osi le'insuye. We don't want a fight to break out. So if there's a lost item and two people are going to fight to try to be the first one to pick it up, literally until they come, adva ad bichlal, well, then there might be some, right? Bloodshed. So we don't want something like that to happen. So what we said was, is that if it's in your dalet amos, you're the one that's zoicha. This is the reason for this special takon. Amr Abayos. Abayos said, Moisef Rabchi Abay Yosef Peyo. Rabchi Abay Yosef asked the kasha from a Mishnah Masechtes Peyo. Amar Rava. Rava said, Moisef Rabchi Abay Dinazikin. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi asked the kasha on this halacha from a Mishnah in Seder Nezikin. So Abaye said Moisef Rav Chia Bar Yosef Peyo, and Rava said Moisef Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Just to hit the pause button for 1 second. So the Gemara now is going to bring Rav Chia Bar Yosef's kasha that Abaye was saying over, which was asked from a Mishnah Masechtes Peyo, and then the Gemara is going to bring Rav Yaakov Bar Idi's kasha that Rava said over, was asked from Nezikin. Now the Mishnah Masechtes Peyo is going to be a Mishnah Masechtes Peyo. The Mishnah in Seder Nezikin, not to give it away, is going to be our Mishnah right here. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Om Rabbi Moisef Rabchiyo, Alot Yufto, Mi Masnis in the Masechtes Peyo. For Om Rava, Rava said, Moisef Rab Yaakov, Alot Mi Masnisin, the Seder Nezikin. It bothered me a little bit. Why did Abaya say, Moisef Rabchiyo by Yosef Peyo, and Rava say Moisef Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin? Pei is the name of the Masechta, Nezikin is the name of the Seder. Read Rashi. Either Abaya should have said Moisef Rav Chir Bar Yosef Zroin and Moisef Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin, or it should have been Moisef Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Nezikin. Moisef Rabchi by Yosef Peyo and Moisef Rabbi Yaakov Aridi Bavakama. Why is he talking about the Masechta and why is he talking about the Seder? Luvei the Mistafina. I think there's starke makom to say that this is a greiser raya to what the Chasam Sofer and the Tais Yontif, and it's a dover that's mavur, and that is that if you hold kulin azikin chad, the mesachta is referring tafka to the gimel bavois. So what then is the name of the mesachta? The name of the mesachta is mesachis nezikin. It's not bavakam, it's nezikin, and it's mamish matim. Amar Abaya Moish Rabchi by Yosef mesachtes peyo, and Amar Rava Moish Rab Yakib Aridi nezikin as a mesachtes nezikin. The problem is Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says mesachtes peyo. And he says, say the nezikin. I think it's a little bit of a ha'ara. Rashi's dachta Moridish Maita, Abidazar Davzayin Amar Aleph, who says, Kulu nezikin chad mesachta, he means what? It means the three bavis. And some Sofer and others, them done for a davar pashat. If that's the case, then name it a mesachta, mesachta's nezikin. So why was Rashi mefarish nezikin as being seydin nezikin? Why wasn't he mefarish nezikin as being mesachta's nezikin? Then this is not everybody holds kulin nezikin chad mesachta. We saw in Bava Kama Daf Kuf Beis, it's a machloikis between Rav Huna and Rav Yosef. So really, it's not even so pashat that this is something that's universally accepted. Aval hamia. It would be zei gishmak in the Gemara to say that nezikin is not seyden nezikin, but rather it's mesechta nezikin. Okay, so what's this kasha from peya, and what's this kasha from nezikin? Amar Abaya, Abaya says, "Moishu chibay yosef peya." Chibay yosef has the kasha from peya. What does it say in peya? Not amitzas peya. If somebody picked up a little bit of peya, so this is an oni, not like an usher in the beginning of the sukkah. This is an oni who's entitled to peya. He picked up a little bit of the peya, v'zarak al hashar, and then he threw it on the rest of the peya, like to cover it. In lo baklum, the halach is he doesn't get any peya. Meaning he made a kinyan in mixas peya, and then he covered the rest of the peya with the peya that he picked up. It's a knas, he doesn't get peya. Not nafa lo yaleh, this is what we need. What would be if the person, the araman, fell on the peya, u'pareis talisa yaleh, or he was put his talis on, he took his talis and he covered it. Again, he's not zoich in it. The same is true. If somebody forgets an oimer, meaning as it relates to shikha, same story. Said Abaya, the Rabbi Chiba Yosef asked, that if you're going to tell me there's something called Kinyan Abba Amis, think the way Abba Amis the day, why is this ani not zoich in it? Before he took his talis, it was already his. Meaning, if he's being zoich in it by throwing his talis on it, I can hear, maybe you don't like that. It's making you uncomfortable. But once he's zoich in it, it's his. So if there's something called Kinyan Dalet Amis, the minute he's in the Dalet Amis of the payah, it's his already. So what's the issue over here? So the Gemara says, Hachav Mayaskinon, you have to say it's talking about the Loyomer Akni, where the person didn't say, Hinuni Muchanum Zuman, L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu, Liachet, right? I didn't say mefurish that I want to be koina with Kinyan Dalet Amis. Kinyan Dalet Amis works if you say mefurish that that's what you want to do. But if you don't say mefurish, it doesn't work. But the Gemara says, v'itikin Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon were mesakin something called Kinyan Dalet Amis, kilo yomer mayhavi, who cares if he didn't say it? Kivin the nafel, as long as he fell on it, goli daite, he obviously revealed his intentions, the benefila. I'm sorry, v'itikin Rabbanon, kilo yomer mayhavi, period. If the Rabbanu was Masakin, so who cares that he didn't say it? At the end of the day, Lamaisa was in his Dalet Amis. And for the Gemara, Kivin the Nafal, being that this person didn't just enter its Dalet Amis, but after he entered the Dalet Amis, he mamish, he springed on top of it. Goli Daite, he was Megaladas, the Benefilo Nichole de Nikni, Barba Amisle Nichole de Nikni. He's showing that he wants to be Zoich in it with Nefilo, he doesn't want to be Zoich in it with Kinyan Dalet Amis. Achidish. Dalet Amis Shaladim Koinolot. But if you go out of your way to show that you don't want to be Zoich in this with Kinyan Dalet Amis, then already it's not Rapapa. Rapapa said a different tarot. He said, "Kino the Rabbanon Arba Amos." When did the Rabbanon say there's something called Kinyan Arba Amos? That's Baalma. That's ordinarily. The Sode, the Balabayas, however, Loita Kino le Rabbanon. But in somebody else's field, that not. Meaning Baalma, even in public property, even though it's not your Rishus, there's a halacha that you can be Zoich in Dalet Amos. However, to get Kinyan Dalet Amos in somebody else's field, now we're pushing it. And Rapapa continued. And even though the Rabbanan gave an Araman a schus in Balabayas' field as it relates to Peyo, but ki zochle rachmana, what schus did the Rabbanan give him? Lahalucheba, to walk there, filling kute Peyo, and to take the Peyo, abalamahavi chatzera, that it should become his chatzer, that lo zochle rachmana, that already is something that he did not get. Interesting, Loshin, lo zochle rachmana. We're talking about on the Rabbanon level anyways. Meaning, the Torah didn't give him that schos, and being that the Torah didn't give him that schos, so therefore the Rabbanon are not doubling down on that, and the Rabbanon are not giving him Kinyan Dalet Amis. Amar Rava, Rava said, Rabbi Yaakov Aridin is a kin. So Abaya said, regarding Abba Koyim Bartel Zalach of Dalet Amin Shalom Koyim Zloy Bechol Mokoyim, that he heard a kasha from a Mishnah in Peyer. Rava said, I heard a kasha from a Mishnah in Nezikin. Our Mishnah. Ross, I'm a Tziv. Somebody sees him a Tziv. Enough of the Yalei, and he jumped on it. Bach, have a Hichzik Ba. And somebody came and he chapped it. Zeh she Hichzik Ba Zach Ba. The person that came and made a chazak in it, he's the one that's going to be Zoych in it. Meaning, the person that fell on it is not Zach. Me, I'm at Abba Amin Shalom Koyim Zloy Bechol Mokoyim. If you're going to tell me that there's something called Kinyan Arba Amos, Niknulei Arba Amos today. So why is this person not Zoych in it with his Arba Amos? Meaning, before the person fell on the Metziah, it was already in his Dalet Amos. And the minute it was already in his Dalet Amos, at that point, he should have been Zoich in it. So the Gemara says, you have to say, it's talking about the Lo Yomer Akni. We didn't say Mefurish that he wants to be Zoich. But the Gemara says, what it said on Amid Al, Itikin Rabbanon, if the Rabbanon made it Takonet, that there's something called Kinyan Arba Amos, Kilo Yomer Mayhavi, who cares that he didn't say it? Meaning, at the end of the day, it's a Kinyan. And for the Gemara, keeping the Nafal Allah, you have to say something else. The being that he didn't just enter the Dalet Amos, but he actually fell on this item, Goli Daite, he was Megaladastim and a feeling Nichle, the Nikni, that he wants to be Zoich it by falling on it, but he doesn't want to be zoich in it with Kinyan Dalet Amos. Rav Sheshe Samar, Rav Sheshe said a different tarot. When did the Rabbana make a takana that a person could have Dalet Amos? That's in a public area, but it's a simta. So the simta was, think of a more suburban-like public area. The Leidachki Rabbim, where the Olam is not pushing. B'shus HaRabbim, however, the Kodachki Rabbim, where there's a whole Bahola, everyone is pushing. Like the Kinyan Rabbanon, over there the Rabbanon were not Masakin. And Rashi says the reason is because the aside of Kinyan Dalet Amos is rooted in something that's actually true. And that is, in the public area, everyone really has his Dalet Amos. Right? If you're walking in the public area, you'd like to think that people have the social etiquette to understand to keep a little bit of a distance from you. So you taka have your Dalet Amos. In the Rishus HaRabim, you don't have Dalet Amos. So Chazal gave you a Dalet Amos because you really, on some level, have Dalet Amos. In a Simta, you have Dalet Amos. In Rishus HaRabim, you don't have Dalet Amos. Our Mishnah is talking about a Rishus HaRabim. Over there, you taka don't have Dalet Amos. Great to come up, but how could you tell me that you only have Dalet Amos in a Simta, you don't have Dalet Amos in Rishus HaRabim? V'habichol mokim kamar. What did it say? Dalet Amos shel Adam koinei sloy bechal makayim. It sounds like everywhere. Says the Gemara, kol makayim lasuyet tzidei rishus harabim. It's true. The word kol makayim is an inclusive word, but not coming to include everything. It's coming to include more than you would think should be included. What is that more that it's coming to include? It's coming to include even the tzidei rishus harabim. Meaning, this was rishus harabim, but it was like to the side of the rishus harabim. So it's not mamash asimta, but it's also not mamash rishus harabim. That Sidei, Rishus HaRabim, is that area that we're being marba when we say Kalmakim. So again, Omer Eish Lakish Mishum Abba Koyim Bardala. Arba Amo Eish Aladam Koynoi Sloy B'Kalmakim. It's like a Kinyan Chatzar. What's the reason? Special Takonas Chazal, Dolei Asi Lintzuye, fights shouldn't break out. The Gemara said that Abaye said, I heard a Kasha on this from a Mishnah in Peya. Rava said, I heard a Kasha from a Mishnah in Bava Kama. We'll Chazar over the Mishnah in Bava Kama because that's what we're learning right now. The Mishnah said, Ras HaMetzia, V'nafal Olea, and then somebody came and he was machzik in it. The halacha is, Zdeh Shehichzik Bazachaba. Why? Because the person that fell on it, it's very nice he fell on it, but he didn't make a kinyan. Freak the Gemara, what do you mean he didn't make a kinyan? He has kinyan arba amos, and there were two terutzim. One terutz was that kinyan arba amos works, but this person was megala that he doesn't want to be zoicha with kinyan arba amos. And being that he was megala that he doesn't want to be zoicha with kinyan arba amos, so it's for that reason kinyan arba amos is not going to work in this case. Inami, the second terrace that the Gemara gave was, is that although Arba Amos works, it works in a Simta, works even in Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, but in a Rishus HaRabim itself, it is not going to work. This sort of concludes the second part of today's daf. We're going to go a little bit weiter. We're going to learn Kol HaTorah Kula al Regalachas right now, at 1.5 times speed. This next Gemara, for sure, as far as all the Gemaras we're learning in today's daf, is the one that has the most rate associated with. This is a Gemara that we've spoken about many, many times. It's a real Shas Gemara, something that kedai to have in the Beiner. Either way, v'amar Eish Lakish. Mishum Abba Koyim Baradol. Eish Lakish said another member in the name of Abba Koyim Baradol. Ketana in lo chatzir, in lo arba amos. A ketana has no kinyan chatzir, and she has no kinyan Arba Amos. He was talking specifically about a ketana as it relates to gerushin. So if a ketana is married, her husband wants to divorce her, the halacha is a man can divorce his wife not only by giving her the get, but even putting it in her chatzar. Or If Arba Amis is Koina, even by putting it in her Arba Amis.
So said Rish Lokish in the name of Abba Koin Bardolo, Katana, Ein Lochotzer, Ein Arba Amis. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yana, Yom, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yana, Yesh Lochotzer, Vyesh Arba Amis. Katana has Chotzer, and Katana has Arba Amis. Michael Mifugi, what's the Machloikis? Mar Sovar Chotzer, Mishum Yoda is Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Chotzer, that can be Koin on behalf of someone, works as if it's the person's yad. It's an extension of the person's hand. And ki heichid islo yad. Just like a ketana has yad, she can be megureshes. V'nosam biyado, she has a hand. So chotzer nami islo. So too she has chotzer. And if she has chotzer, she has arbamas, because arbamas is just the rabbinic version of a chotzer. Umar sav reish lokesh holds chotzer mishum shlichos es rabbi. The chotzer is not mishum yad, rather chotzer is mishum shlichos. V'ki heichid shlichos leslo. A ketana can't make someone a shliach. So chotzer nami leslo. So too, a ketana can't have kinyan chotzer. So what's at the core of this shaila where the ketana is yesh lo chotzer, in lo chotzer? What is chotzer? How does it work? What's the lumdis? What's the back end of kinyan chotzer? Is it mishum yad? Ketana has a yad. Or is it mishum shlichus? Ketana has no shlichus. Very thing about mi ikon man do amar chotzer mishum shlichus es rabbi. Is there a man do amar in the world that holds that chotzer is mishum shlichus, not mishum yad? Vatanya, we learned in a braisa, it says in the Torah, in himotze timotze biyodei hageneva mishor at chamor at se chayim shnai mishal. So this is the pasuk that talks about a ganiv who has to pay kefil. This pasuk, the Gemara darshan in great detail right in the beginning of Perek Merubah. Now the pasuk says, "In himotze timotze biyodei hageneva." Says the braisa, "In lieli yodoi." From the pasuk, it sounds like the only time a person's a ganiv and he pays kefil is if the geneva was in his hand, meaning with his hand he stole. Gagli chatzer v'karfi v'minayin. How do you know that if somebody steals, not with his hand, but with his chotzer, whether it's his gag, whether it's his chotzer, whether it's his karfif of Masechtas Erevin fame, how do you know that that too is going to be considered kinyone geneva as relates to this person being deemed a ganav? Tamaloy Marit says, himotze timotze mikol mokoy. The riboy haloshin of not himotze, but himotze timotze teaches me that if someone is a ganav ayidei is chotzer, it makes him into a ganav. Freik the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that the way kinyan chotzer works is the chotzer is viewed as being the shliach of the bala chotzer, it would mean that we have a mafurish abraisa yei shliach ledvar avera, because we're talking about geneva. And if a person's chotzer can steal for him, that means your shliach can steal for you. The kaimelon, we know ain't shliach ledvar avera. We know the rule is ain't shliach ledvar avera. By the way, even though there are exceptions to the rule of ain't shliach ledvar avera, Ayin Tosfos stating that geneva is not one of them, and we know you can't steal al yedei shliach if you could steal al yedei chotzer. Must be that chotzer is not mishum shlichus. So freit the Gemara, mi ikka man damer, is there one man damer in the whole world that holds chotzer mishum shlichus as rabbi? If that's the case, how could you have a braisa that says that a person can steal al yedei chotzer mkei motzinu shlichus varaver? So the Gemara says two terutzim. Amr Ravina, Ravina said, hey, chamrin de'en shlich al-varaver. It's true, en shlich al-varaver. But when do we say en shlich al-varaver? Heicha de shlich bar chiyuvahu. That's if the shliach was a bar chiyuvah. Meaning, the shliach is muzar not to do this avera, not just the mishaleach. Aval b'chotzer, the la bar chiyuvahu. But a chotzer, even it's mishum shlichos, but a chotzer is not chayev a mitzvahs. And being that he's not chayev a mitzvahs, right? It's a chotzer. So therefore, mechayev shalchay. In that case, the mishaleach is going to be chayev. Meaning, ain't shliach advar avera, only if the shliach himself is not allowed to do the avera. Otherwise, not. What's the svara? Zok Rashi, because why is it ain't shliach advar avera? The Gemara says in Kedusha, we'll talk more about this, because divrei ha-rav, the divrei ha-talmud, divrei mishoyimim. Why are you listening to me? I told you to do an avera, I understand, but your creator told you not to do the avera. You're not supposed to listen to me, you're supposed to listen to the creator. Even the mishaleach knows that. So being that you weren't supposed to listen to me, that's why there's no shlichas. A chotzer, the creator never told not to be a ganev. He only told the mishaleach. Over here, you don't have the svar of divrei rav, divrei talmud, divrei mishoyimim. Thus, you don't have the svar that underpins the halacha of ein shliach ledvar avera. If that's the case, you're telling me that although ein shliach ledvar avera, but in the event that the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, then we say yesh shliach ledvar avera. If somebody tells a woman, ve'eved or an eved kanani, tzu ginvuli, go steal for me. The lav bnei chiyuva ninu. You hear this? Women and Eved Kananis are not bnei chiyuva when it comes to gneva. Hachinami de mechayev sholchan. You're going to tell me yeshlich advar avera? That's interesting. I never heard this. Now, what's the havamin of the Gemara that an ish and an eved Kanani should not be bnei chiyuva when it comes to gneva? It's a mishnah in Perek Achoyvel.
in Masechtas Bava Kamma, where the Gemara says that if anybody gets involved in any Choshen Mishpa type of dispute with an Isher and Eved, Giyoson Ra, right? You're always going to be on the raw end of the deal. And the reason is because they, if they're Choyvel, etc., are going to be Potter. And if you damage or a Mazik or steal from them, you're going to be Chayv. So you see that a woman in Eved Kanani that steal a Potter. Oh, if they're Potter, it sounds to me like they're not Bnei Chiyuva. If they're not Bnei Chiyuva, fake the Gemara, then you shouldn't say Yesh Liach and Varaveh. The Gemara says, Amri, Yesh and Eved Bnei Chiyuva. And really, Yesh and Eved are Bnei Chiyuva. However, Vahashtamiya, less Lulushlume. The only reason Pkiyas and Ra is because they don't have money. So they have no ability to pay. In fact, the Tanan, it's a Mishnah. Nisgarisha Ha'isha. If the woman would become a Grusha, Nishnachra Eved, or the Eved would be free, now they have money, Chayav Lushalim. They'd have to pay even for what they did earlier. So of course they're Bnei Chiyuva. As a result, that is no Strikas. Either way. So the Gemara says, that how could you hold chatzas mishum shlichos? Ah, you see, you could be a ganav al yedei a chatzer and ein shlichos v'aravera. So the first teretz of the Gemara was Ravina. What did Ravina say? When do you say ein shlichos v'aravera? That's if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. Chatzas is not a bar chiyuva. It's not going to be a bar of sama. Rav Sama said a different teretz. Hey, chamin ein shlichos v'aravera. When do we say ein shlichos v'aravera? Hey, chadi boy, avid vi boy loyot. That's if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, but a bar bechira, has the ability to do or not to do. But a chatzer that has no bechira, you can force the chatzer to have something in it. In that case, the mishalech is going to be. What's the svara? Same svara. Why? You weren't supposed to listen. I have no bechira. What do you want from my life? And as a result, you don't have the svara of ein shlichos v'aravera, and therefore, chatzer is going to have shlichos even with varavera. So we have two reasons how it's possible that chatzer, even if it's mishum shlichos, could be the vehicle with which somebody steals. If chatzer is mishum shlichos, eish shlich with varavera. Ravina said because the chatzer is not a bar chiyuva. Rav Sama said it's because the chatzer is something the balkarche moisebah. It's not a bal bechira. Says the Gemara. My benayu. What's the nafkamina between these two terutzim? Says the Gemara, Ikebeinayo, Nafkimina would be Koyin to Amalei Yisrael. If a Koyin would tell the Yisrael, save a Kaddish li Isha Grusha. Go be Makaddish for me and Isha Grusha. So Koyin's not allowed to marry a Grusha. What happens if a Koyin makes a Yisrael a Shliach to be Makaddish and Isha Grusha? Inami, alternatively, Ish to Amalei Isha. A man tells a woman, Akfi li Katan. I want you, for me, as my Shliach, to cut off the payas of a Katan. Lahach lishna, the Amakalechidi by Yavidi by Yavid. According to the Madama that says that, what is it tali in? It's tali in whether or not, if he wants to do it, he could do it or not. In this case, these people are not Bnei, these people have Bechira. I mean that they have Bechira. So you're going to have the regular halacha bein shliach levaraver. According to the lishon of the Gemara that says that it's not totally in being a bal Bechira, but it's totally in being a bal chiyuva, right? A bar chiyuva. It's telling whether you're chayv or you're not chayv. In these cases, hani nami kiven the lav bnei chiyuva ninu, being that these people are not bnei chiyuva, how so? A koyin is not allowed to be megarish. Is not allowed to be mekadesh a grusha, but a Yisrael is. A man is not allowed to cut off the payas of a child, but a woman is. And therefore, in these cases, mechayev sholchan, the mishaleach is going to be chayev. You can have yesh shliach ledvar avera. So the Gemara just came out with two academic nafkaminas to the shaila, two situations where the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, but he is a Baal Bechira. So if the Nakuda of how a Miyashev, Chatzar, Mishum Shlichos, yet a person could be a Ganav al Yadeus Chatzar is because the Chatzar is not a Bar Chiyuva, okay, in these cases also you would say Yesh Shliach Advar Avera, because the Yisrael clapping, being Mekadesh Agrusha is not a Bar Chiyuva, and Anisha clapping, Loi Sakifu, is also not a Baal Chiyuva. If the way you're being Miyashev, Chatzar, Mishum Shlichos, yet it's Shayach, Chatzar for Geneva, because the chatzer is not a Baal Bechira, well, they are Baal Bechira. And being that they're Baal Bechira, you don't have the exemption that you see from the Braisa of chatzer. And therefore, in those cases, you would say, Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. Now, the Ayin Sham of the related raid bites, as it relates to this last Gemara, is primarily the epic shakla v'tari between the Noida B'Yehuda and Rabbi Itzchak Hamburger, as it relates to the lumdis of Ein Shliach Ledvar Avera. Kiyadua, the Rebbe Yehuda based his position on places right here on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Dibra Maschel, the Omali Yisrael, Kaddish Li Isha Grusha. We have several red bites on that, Ayin Shah. But as it relates to today, just to end with one horror, going back to the first part of today's daf, and then Be'ezer Hashem, second half will segue into tomorrow and the next daf. But going back now to the beginning of the daf, and that is, somebody saw Metziah. In the first Mishnah, he tells his friend, will you go pick it up for me? And the person goes and he picks it up. If he says that I was zoichen it for myself, according to one man damer, even if later he decides to change his mind, he'd be able to keep it. Yet another Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, where someone saw a Metziah, he jumped on it, but he didn't actually make a kinyan in it. If someone else goes and he makes the kinyan, that second person's going to be koina. What happened to kinyan Dalet Amos? So either because he fell on it, so he showed that he doesn't want to be zoichen with his Dalet Amos, or it could be, being that it was in Rosh Hashanah, in Rosh Hashanah, you don't have the halacha of kinyan Dalet Amos. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, the very first Amud of the Masechta. So the Mishnah began, Shnai Moichsim Betalas. Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Vze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah. Ze Oimer Kula Shali, Vze Oimer Kula Shali. The Gemara asked that why did the Mishnah have to say, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Vze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Ze Oimer Kula Shali, Vze Oimer Kula Shali? L'chura, the Mishnah could have just said, Ze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Vze Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah. The Gemara's initial understanding of the Mishnah was that the Mishnah is presenting two cases of two people that were oichsim betalas. In one case, ze oimer ani mitzasiyah ve ze oimer ani mitzasiyah, and in the other case, ze oimer kula shali ve ze oimer kula shali. And the Gemara's kasha was, why do you need two cases? Just tell me one case. So the Gemara had a whole shakla v'tariya. The Gemara says, no, really, it's one case. Really, what the person is saying is, Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah v'kula shali, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah v'kula shali. So the Gemara said, well, if it's really only one case, so why is it being so wordy? I hear it. You don't have an extra case, but you still have extra words. Let him just say, Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. So the Gemara said, no, if you would have said, Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, you would have thought, my mitzisiyah, re'isiyah. You would have thought that maybe a person could be zoicha in a mitziah simply by seeing it first. And it's for that reason, the Tana of the Mishnah, Lohoitzim Miliban said, Ze oimer ani mitzasiyah v'kulishali. V'kulishali is a Mishnah Yaseira, to show that I didn't just see it first, because I understand seeing in and of itself is not going to work. But it was Ze oimer ani mitzasiyah v'kulishali. I was the first person to make a kinyan. But the Gemara had a follow-up question. The Gemara said, if that's the case, let it just say, Zeh Oimer Kula Shali. Why does it even have to say, Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because it's Dafka from the Riboy Aloshin of Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, the Kula Shali, that I know that if a person sees a Mitzasiyah, you can't simply be Zeich in the Mitzasiyah by seeing it, but rather you would actually have to make a Kinyan in it. So that's why it said, Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzasiyah, the Kula Shali. Why? To teach me a very important halacha. That if you see a lost object, that doesn't mean it's yours. You actually have to make a king. The Gemara had a problem with that as well. Because of that, the Gemara said, Chadav Mitziyah v'chadav Mekka Chamemka. But without the technical difficulties, the Gemara was very comfortable learning the Mishnah. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. V'zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. Zeh oimer kula shali v'zeh oimer kula shali. The wordiness of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah Yaseir is coming to teach me that if a person simply sees a Mitziyah, you can't be zoich in it. And you would physically have to pick it up in order to have any schos. Frey toisvis, on daf beis amud aleph, abam bekasha, dibra amaschol, beriyah ba'al makana. How could you tell me that I need a Mishnah Yaseir on daf beis amud aleph to teach me that if a person sees a mitziah, he's not zoich in it, you actually have to make a kinyan? I know it from two Mishnayos, the two Mishnayos that we learned today. I know from the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, and I know from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Hayu roichem al gabi behema v'ros ha-mitziyah, and he told the guy to pick it up. Hamagbi mitziyah l'chaveri, kana chaveri, loy kana chaveri, tchilo, loy tchilo. Next Mishnah, ros ha-mitziyah. He saw the mitziyah and he fell on it. He's not zoich in it. What happened to Dalet Amos? What happened to Re'iyah? The teretz is ros ha-mitziyah in and of itself doesn't mean anything. So Frey Tosfos, that I need a Mishnah Yaseira here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph to teach me that mitziyah doesn't mean re'isiyah. I know it from the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis. I know it from the Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Tosfos has a teretz based on Pshat in our Gemara. What we learned today, Ayin Shah. But it's Yidua at the Beis Halevi, and this is in Chelik Gimel at Simin Memhei. He said a teretz to answer Tosfos Kasha. The Rush, right in the beginning of Shnayim Oichsim, it's the first words of the Rush in Masechtas Bava Metziah. Shnayim oichsim betalas. Zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah, v'zeh oimer ani mitzasiyah. Zok the Rosh, This talis was a talis that was found in an Ir She Ruboy Akum. It was a city that was Roiv Akum. Why? Because Stam Talis, says the Rosh, has a simen. And being that Stam Talis has a simen, if a person sees a talis on the street, the halach is not a re'el shalai. The halach is chayv lahachris. And if the Mishnah says, Shnai moichsam v'talis, zeh oimer animit osiyo, and as a result it's mine, kula shali, v'zeh oimer animit osiyo, and as a result it's mine, bal korchach, it's a talis, where even if it has a simen, the halach is harei elu shalai. And if that's the case, Zokter Rosh, it has to be talking about a talis that was in a city that was Roi Vakum. Because if it's not Roi Vakum, then the halacha would be Chayv Lahachris. Oh, Roi Vakum is different. Why is Roi Akum different? Because we know the halacha is that even though there's a whole sugya about Gezel Akum, the censored sugya, but at the same time, Avedas Akum is Mutter. It's a Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, quoted by Rashi here in Bava Metzia, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. So being that Avedas Akum is Mutter, so there, even if it has a simen, it doesn't matter. To the extent that it's an Aveda, Bechahai Gavna, it's already going to be okay. Says the Beis Halevi, I want to say a chiddush. I want to say that although it's true that you see from the Mishnayos that we learned today, Tesam Beis and Yoram Aleph, that Re'iyah is not koina by Metziah, maybe the only time Re'iyah is not koina by Metziah is if the Metziah belonged to a Yid. If it belonged to a Yid, even when the halacha is Harei Elu Shaloi, it could be a Zasot Metziah, you can't be koina with Re'iyah Ba'alma. There you would have to make a schos. And that's why we have the two Mishnayos of Ra'as HaMetziah. In one case he told someone to do it, in the other case he fell on it, but the Re'iyah itself didn't work. Because we're talking about a Metziah of a Yid, and a Metziah of a Yid over there, Re'iyah, is not going to be koina. However, maybe a Metziah of a Goy is different. And by the Metziah of a Goy, it could be Ria is Zoicha, and that was Pshat in the Shak Levitario here on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, that the Gemara said that maybe the reason it said Anim Tzasiyah V'Kula Shali, even though it's a Mishnah Yaseir, it's a little bit wordy, it's to teach me the Beria Ba'alma Loisagi. Freik Toysus, I know Ria Ba'alma Loisagi. I know from Daf Tessa, from Daf Yud, I know from today's Daf, the Teretz is Tessa, you're just talking about a Metziah of a Yid. A Metziah of a Yid, it could be that you can't be Zoich in it. But Metziah of a Goy, maybe you would think Ria would work. Kamash Malon, this Sugya. Not zok to beis alevi ubezem miyoshev. With this, he can be miyashev toisus kasha. Toisus asked the kasha that why do I need this mishnah to teach me that Ria is not zoicha? Don't I know from Tess and Yud the teretz is loiter rush over there? Maybe it's talking about the mitzia of a yid. There's no reason to think otherwise. Over here, we know it's talking about the mitzia of a guy because shnayim moichsim b'talis. Here it doesn't say what it was. Here it was a talis. Zelim rani mitzosia. Zelim rani mitzosia. Chayiv lahachris. The teretz is it's an irshu rubayakum. Irshu rubayakum. An aved of a guy. Maybe over there there'd be a havamina that reassured. The question is, what's the svara? What is the svara to be mechalek between the mitziah of a yid where the halacha is harei elu shaloi versus the mitziah of a guy where the halacha is harei elu shaloi? But the teretz with the beer in the Beis Halevi l'chayrus pasha, and that is it's yodua, the chiddush of the nesivus in Simon Reish Samach Beis, and although this is known in Koisle Beis Medrash as the Chiddush of the Nesivus, Miktsai says it as well, in Simen Tof Vav. Nesivus says it much more Be'arichos, but this is Ktsoy Sachoshen, the Nesivus HaMishpat, the Amri Travayu. They both say the same exact Yisoid, and that is, that although it's Mavur, that Yiyush works Mitam Hefker, stating that there's a fundamental difference between Hefker and Yiyush, which only works Mitam Hefker. If a person makes something Hefker, the person, the moment he's mafker that item, relinquishes his rights to this item. He has no schus in it right now. If he wants to be zoich in it, meaning he has remorse, so go make a kinyan like anybody else would have to make a kinyan. But right now, you're no more a balabas in this item than any other person is. Because you gave up your rights to it, it's hefker. Yiyush works mitam hefker, but yiyush is different. By yiyush, there's a hefker element in the sense that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, that person could be zoich in it. Just like if a person wants to be zoich in hefker, he could be zoich in hefker. Stating that until the person is actually zoich in it, it's still in the reshus of the miyayish. So that by hefker, if anyone wants to be zoich in it, he could be zoich in it. But also, if the owner wants to be zoich in it, he has to be zoich in it. Because he relinquished his rights as soon as he was mafker it. Yiyush is mitam hefker, which means that it has the tchunas hanefesh of hefker, that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, he could be zoich in it. But until somebody is zoich in it, it remains in the reshus, it remains 100% in the possession of the person that actually owns this mitziah. The reason the Nesivus said this yisoid was to explain, Tosfos mutches very much in beginning of Perek Meruba and all the sugyas that deal with Yiyush, we know that Yiyush Ba'aveda is kind, right? We're learning the sugyas of Metziah, we're about to learn Eilu Metziahs in the not too distant future. Eilu Metziahs 101 is Yiyush. That if somebody owns something, he's miyayish. If somebody picks it up, he could be zoich in it. There's a major machloikis amayram where the yish also is koina when it comes to gneva and when it comes to gzeva. Meaning, if someone's a ganif and then the owner is miyayish, are you koina? You're not koina. Yot yish koina, yot yish is not koina. Right? Kanayim v'shachiv rabam alaham also. You learn perek meruba, every amayra kamad had an opinion whether yish is koina, whether yish is not koina. By aveda, everybody holds yish is koina. But when it comes to gneva and gzeva, not everybody holds that yish is koina. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, by aveda, it's betera asaliyade. But by gneva v'gzeva, it was bisura asaliyade. I mean that the person picked it up, bisura, so it's for that reason, it's not posh, not everybody holds that yish is going to be koina. But toises muches, who cares if it was betera asaliyade, it's bisura asaliyade. Right now, you are mafkaret. So if you are mafkaret, Yush is mitam hefker. So you're out. So if you're out, I got it, be'isser. Who cares? Lamais, it's hefker now. So if right now it's hefker, vos get me wrong. So Toysus famously says that vice dois, that Yush is enoike hefker gomer. But the kasha is, why does it make a difference that it was bisura asal yadeh? At the end of the day, Yush is doch mitam hefker. And being that Yush is mitam hefker, if somebody wants to be zoich in it right now, he could be zoich in it. And because the mi was bisura asal yadeh, it should be any worse. Just explain it a little bit better. When we say Yush is not koiner, coming off the heels of Baba Kama, when you say Yush is not koiner, what does that mean? So it means that the ganav and the gazel is not koiner the thing that he stole. Asher alkein, you have a chi veheshev. Veheshev es akzela asher gazel. It means Gezel v'loy nisi Ashu Abaylin. If you hold Yush is not koina, even Gezel v'nisi Ashu Abaylin, Shneim enim yichaylim lahakdish. Zelefi she'en ishloy v'zelefi she'en b'shusay. Meaning, it means that the nigzal still has a schus in it. If Yush is hefker, then how does the nigzal have a schus in it? He was mafker. He's ois kapulich macher. He doesn't have any schus in it. You want to tell me the gazlin was bisura asul yade? Chvesh. How is the nigzal of balabas over here? At the end of the day, he gave up on it. At the end of the day, he was miyayish, soaked in his sivis. It's muchach from all of this that yish mitam hefker enochinami in the sense that if somebody wants to be zoich in it, this person would be able to be zoich in it. But kol kama you're not zoich in it, it's mine. And being that kol kama you're not zoich in it, it's mine. So there's a shulchan aruch then of how you have to be zoich in it. Because it's only hefker when you're zoich in it. So vifel was bisura asul yadeh. So now that maisa schiyah in this item is a flawed maisa schiyah, and therefore it's not going to work. And that's why even if the bailam is miyayish, the nigzal still has a schus in it, in the sense that there's a chiyah v'heish v'zakzeh l'asher gazal, you have all the perik meruba and agoizel eitzim sugyas. Because at the end of the day, he has a shayit hefker. Hefker you don't have shaychis to. It's true hefker you don't have shaychis to. But this is not hefker gober. So in other words, the nesivas and the Ktzois, they said this grace to your side, and that is Yushas Mitam Hefker, in the sense that Kol HaKoidim Zacha. But at the same time, there's a fundamental difference. The fundamental difference is that Hefker, the moment the person's Mafker this item, it's not in his Rishus anymore. As opposed to Yush, even after Yemiyayish, it still remains in your Rishus. The Nesiva says that what would be the Makar to this distinction? Chayre needs a Makar. He said, what would be the Makar to this distinction? So he said, I think the Makar is Pashit. What's the Makar to Hefker? How do you know Hefker? What is the source to the idea of hefker? Hefker is a chiddush. How do you see a person could just relinquish his rights? So Chazal say we know it from the parsha of Shemitah, that in Shemitah the Torah is mafker, and that's where you see this whole concept of hefker. How do you know that yish is koina? By aveda. How do you know yish is koina? So the Nesivus quotes Tosfos above a kama, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, that says that it's learned out from the word simla. And so too, the only time you have a chiv heishiv is if the bailam wasn't miyayish. But if the bailam is miyayish, you would have a chiv. It's a different makar. The makar to hefker is shmita. The makar to yish is mas simla. Says the nesivas hafla of a fellow. Shmita, a person's field becomes hefker. Hefker lagam, it's not yours. You have no schia in your bayers when it comes shmita. That's why hefker, which is learned out from shmita, mirrors that idea. But what's the makar to yish? V'chein tassel l'chamor, v'chein tassel l'sim losoy, v'chein tassel l'chol avidus achichash, toivad mi menu umatzasa. What is the Gemara saying? Bava metziah da beza mar aleph umatzasa, da'asoy liyode mashma. It means it was already in Yeshus. That means the whole makar that Yish is kaina is when it's umatzasa. And that's why the gedder of how Yish kaina works is when I have it in my Rishus, I can be zoichin it. But until I'm zoichin it, it's not considered mine. But al kaponim, there's a very, very important distinction between the way Hefker works and between the way Yish works. Hefker, it's out of my Rishus immediately. As opposed to Yish, it's in my Rishus. There's just a halacha that if you go now and you make a kinyan, the kinyan's actually going to work. But until the moment that you make a kinyan, it's actually still in the Rishus of the Balabas. It's still in the Rishus of this person, even though he was Miyayish. It doesn't matter. It's still in his Rishus. Yish just gives you a gerech that when you pick it up and you make the kinyan, that kinyan is going to be a kinyan. I think Pshat and the Beis Halevi is Pashit. This, there's a very big difference between the mitziah of a yid and between the mitziah of an Eina Yehudi. The mitziah of a yid, you could be zoichin based on the parasha of Yiyush. Masim l'miyuchedas. It's based on the parasha of Yiyush. The aveda of a goy, the fact that you could be zoichin it, that's learned out from a pasuk. It says achicha. And mean that it says achicha, we know his inyan is hefker. Gezel akum is not even clear whether or not is a problem. But that's pasuk. The aveda of an akum is hefker gomer. This whole lumdus of the nesivus and the ktsayis, this is only true by a yid. When you're coming to with the parish of Yiyush, Yiyush is a special chiddush atayra that it's only yours to be zoichin it when you're zoichin it. But until you're zoichin it, the nigzal has full, or the person that lost this item, he has full bailus over, he has full shlit in it. The aved of a guy is hefker. If somebody wants to be zoichin, right, we've spoken this out, there's no gezel akum when it comes to aved, right? That's always the shiloh. What about the gezel akum in every aved? Teretz says there's no gezel akum. Hit the mamoinam, right? This is something that if you want to go ahead and take, this is something that you'd be allowed to go ahead and take. If that's the case, yesh loymar, that although it's true, although it's true that you see from the Mishnah Daf Tes Amid Beis, and although it's true you see in the Mishnah Daf Yud Amid Aleph, that Ra'as HaMitziah in and of itself doesn't work. Zok to Beis HaLevi, there's Makim to say that's only if the Mitziah, the Aveda, belonged to a Yid. Being that it belonged to a Yid, so right now you want to take something out of somebody's Rishus with Re'iyah, Re'iyah is not enough to be Mitzi something out of somebody's Rishus. Just like Re'iyah doesn't work for Mekach and Memker, it's not going to work for a Mitziah either. However, in our Mishnah of Shnai Mikes and the Talis, where the Rosh said it's talking about, it was an Irish Rubai Akum. Why does it have to be a Yishruba Akum? Because a talis is a Dovah Shiyesh by Simen. And if Ani Mitzosiyah means Kula Shali, then Bal Karchach it's a Dovah Shiyesh. And Bal Karchach is a Yishruba Akum. We're dealing with real Hefker. Real Hefker. Oh, I would have thought Hefker, that it's in nobody's Rishus right now. Where my Riyah is nothing might see it from somebody's Rishus. My Miyah is Riyah is being might see it from Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Maybe their Riyah would work. Mashmalan, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's the teretz of Taisus Kasha. It's not stam mechilik like Kasha. Here we're talking about the aved of a yid. Here we're talking about the aved of a goy. There's a fundamental difference between the aved of a yid, the aved of a goy. The aved of a yid belongs to the yid until the minute you're zoichin it. So there's makim to say can be zoichin with riyah. Even though at the time of the riyah it's going to become hefker, but it doesn't matter. Right now I have to take it out of your rishus. I can't take something out of your rishus to the extent that all I have is riyah. Our Mishnah, it's in nobody's rishus. And it's nobody's for sure, that's something that you'd be able to do.